Good morning, folks. Welcome to Apple Turnover. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. The Mets were able to turn around their loss on March 31st with a win on April 1st. No fooling. Tyler McGill looked good, not great, in his first start for Justin Verlander. He will probably make two, maybe three starts in Verlander's stead as he is dealing with his minor injury that he is not concerned about, but the rest of us seem to be. But McGill looked pretty good. He struck out seven. He walked two. He gave up two runs. You know, he did the McGill thing, which is that he's not quite David Peterson in terms of the amount of walks and trouble he gets into, but McGill sometimes looks like he's maybe still a bit overmatched by major league hitting, but he did his job today. He kept the Mets in the game. The Mets bullpen was good. We saw Dennis Martinez make his Mets debut. Adam Ottavino did not look great in the eighth inning, but, you know, survived. David Robertson had a good ninth inning, and Brooks Raley made his second appearance as a Met. He got Jazz Chisholm out to end the seventh inning. So overall, a good day for Mets pitching. In terms of the Mets offense, Mark Canna went 3-for-4. He had a home run, 3 runs scored, 2 runs driven in. Pete Alonso scored 2 runs as well with 2 hits and 2 walks. It was a pretty good day for the Mets. You know, when you have Verlander out and you have to have a starter who was, you know, probably destined for the minor leagues start for you, it always feels a bit, I'd say miraculous is a strong word, maybe lucky when your team still wins with that player in place, even if you feel like, you are overmatched by whoever you're facing. And that is not to say that the Mets were necessarily overmatched by Edward Cabrera, but Cabrera had a very good rookie season last year, and he looked okay today. They got him out of the game after 4 innings, but just 2 runs, you know, he didn't look great. He walked 6 batters, which is a lot. But Cabrera generally looked like a player who has the ability to put it all together and to be something special. And, you know, I don't think McGill necessarily looked as strong today as we've seen him in the past. But look, if he is able to contribute in the way he is today, 5 runs, two runs scored, 5 innings, 2 runs scored, that is a very, very valuable baseball player. And hopefully the Mets can continue that as we go forward, especially because McGill is pitching the home opener on Thursday. So everyone go to the home opener. Enjoy your Tyler McGill time. Overall, the Mets looked, in the game today, which they should against the Marlins, who are clearly an inferior team. Francisco Lindor looked quite good in the field, which was nice to see. And, you know, overall, you want to see the Mets bullpen picking it up after the injury to Edwin Diaz. And between Drew Smith and Brooks Raley, Adam Ottavino, David Robertson, they were able to get through the end of the game, and that's all you can really ask for. It is a good day to be a Mets fan. Good day for the Mets in general. And again, they should be winning these series against the Marlins. This shouldn't be a surprise. And hopefully, tomorrow, with Kodai Senga going, they will take 3 or 4 from the series. That would be a very, very nice thing. The downside to that is Trevor Rogers is going for the Marlins. And, you know, Trevor Rogers did not have the best season last year. But Rodgers is, you know, he's a guy with excellent stuff. If you look back to his 2021 and even his 2020, you know, there were ups and downs. But in 2021, he had a 7-8 record, which does not tell the whole story. 7-8 record with a 2.64 ERA. He pitched 133 innings. He only walked 46 in that time, struck out 157. Limited batters to a .218 batting average. That's a solid season. Last season, he had more bad luck, but he was playing for a terrible team. He went 4-11, but his ERA was almost 6. So we don't know exactly what we're going to get from Trevor Rogers, but he's a guy who has shown brilliance in the past. And so, it's a little bit worrisome to be facing him on Sunday, but Kodai Senga has been, you know, such a bright spot in the Mets in terms of his personality. I can't wait to see that translate into his pitching performance. And so, yeah, the Mets are going to be having their season finale on Sunday, and we will return afterwards to talk all about it. So thanks for listening. Go to homerunapplesauce.com for all sorts of content, all these podcasts, as well as a link to our Patreon. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HRApplesauce. I am on Twitter at Brian Needs an App. And until next time, let's go Mets.